Pastor Chuck's going to come up and share some things. I'm going to let you know something. Some of the things people are sharing are very intimate. Sometimes it's hard to share those things. Come on, Pastor Chuck. Praise God. Let's give him a hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Real quick, out of 1 Corinthians 4, I want to run a verse by you because it's really about where we're at. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 4. Say, I'm conscious of nothing against myself. Have you been there? 1 Corinthians 4, verse 4. I am conscious of nothing against myself, yet I'm not by this acquitted. Because oftentimes we don't really know. We're so busy, we've lied to ourselves. We've hidden from our own self. Remember what we were talking about, the purpose of the fast is to not hide from your own flesh. This is what it's talking about. We're not going to hide from our own flesh. But the one who examines me is the Lord. That's what this process is about, is submitting ourselves to the Lord to be examined, to allow Him to begin to shine the light into the darkness. And as He shines the light into the darkness, then all kinds of yuck might come up, but it's for your good. Because at the end of the road, when you let that yuck come up and you let God begin to deal with it and begin to pull it aside and pull it out, then God can begin to show you the holiness that He's already imputed to you. Therefore, do not go on passing judgment before the time, but wait until the Lord, who will both bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts. And each man's praise will come to him from God, from the Lord. And ultimately, that's who you want your praise to come from anyway, is from the Lord. Is there any real young ones? Tuesday, the Lord began opening up something in me. I minister Sozo. Ana and I, we spend quality time every week ministering forgiveness. And yet I found an area in me that was untouched by all that for all these years. I found an area in me that I've been hiding from for 35 years. When I was 15, there was an individual that I had met. I was working in a store, and he had a nice car. And so he took me, offers to give me a ride home. You know, I was gullible enough to not understand his intentions. So he gives me a ride home. And on the way, he says, well, let me stop by my house. So we stop into his house. And just by coincidence, he happened to have this film of pornography already loaded on. In the old days, you had to have these 8mm tapes already loaded. And he begins to play that. And that went on for a little while. And being 15 and not of the Lord and not of God, I didn't run away from that. And then he falls upon me. Begins to try to do things that should not be done by anybody, any male to another male. And you know, I forgave him years ago, but I never forgave myself. I never forgave myself. Because see, I had inside of me this anger because of these events. Because obviously if this happened to me, there must have been something wrong with me. That's the lie that we believe in those events. This is about me. I had no understanding that it was about him. And so in the moment, I was in fear, in shock, in confusion, in terror. I didn't know what to do. I didn't react. Until Tuesday, I didn't begin to even sort that out. I had never even begun to address that until Tuesday morning. Thursday morning, I went through another. And then again, yesterday morning, I went through another about this situation. And in the moment, after a few minutes, I just pushed him away and said, no. And I gathered myself up and went out the door and I began walking home. It was a long walk. And part of the way down towards the house, he came and he stopped by and picked me up. But his purpose in that was to sit there and try to talk to me out of saying anything to anybody. He didn't have to worry because I had no intention of ever telling anybody, ever. I'd already cemented that when I walked out that door. I'd cemented my heart off in this area. It was never, ever going to be spoken of again. I did have to reveal it with my wife because it caused some issues in our life. She was the only person that I'd ever spoken to about it. And out of that place, I began to have to realize that what I had done is I'd shut off everything that could be sensitive. Everything that could be gullible, that could be vulnerable in any way. And see, it changed the course of my life because I began to overcompensate. I totaled 3 cars in a year and a half. Because I pushed the edge. I wanted to prove to everybody that I could do more than they could. By the time I graduated high school, I was into major drugs. I joined up with a group of bikers. And, you know, I was a pretty scrawny biker. But, you know, they loved me. And they accepted me because I had a reputation for having the best drugs in town. And so I didn't have to worry about my acceptance. And I didn't have to ever show anything that was vulnerable because it wasn't cool. Well, it's what happens when we shut parts of ourselves down. And you know, in order to be able to begin to realize, to come to grips with this, on Thursday morning, I began to have to just speak love over this part of myself. As if it was a total separate object, because I had no other way to get a grasp. How do I bring this to the altar? How do I bring this to you, Lord? I began to speak love. I began to speak the words of acceptance to myself. I said, Lord, this part of myself that I've walled off, I speak your acceptance and your love over this part. I accept that part of myself. I begin to let you, Lord, minister to that part of myself. Lord, I bless that part of myself, Lord, that carried my sensitivity, that carried the sensitivity to the things of God, that carried the sensitivity to the people around me, Lord. And I began to speak it and began to speak it. And like LaRouge is sharing, after a while, it begins to come alive in you. Then the Lord, on Saturday morning, he said, I'm not ashamed of you. And see, all this time, I've been ashamed of that. Of that part of me. That part that could be so vulnerable that somebody could take advantage of it. I've been ashamed and I've been mad and I've been angry about it. And I had to release all those things because when I began to understand that he wasn't ashamed of me, I could release it. And I began to let him have it. His life began to come around it. In a little bit, I began to realize, because you have to realize, in this moment, while I'm trying to deal with this thing, I am literally huddled up in my bed, just as close and covered up as I could, and I began to realize the one thing that is separating me from God here is the light. I threw it all off. Lord, I said, Lord, let your light come into this place. Let your light come into the darkness. Let your light come into victory over this thing. And you know, it transformed. Even my whole, almost instantly a joy began coming over me. A joy that began changing me. There's a light that comes forth when we'll begin to expose the darkness and just say, Lord, I may be scared what's going to happen, but I give it to you anyway. A lot of us are holding things that we've held in the darkness. That's what the fast is about. It's about letting God have his access, begin to bring these things into alignment. There's no reason for you to let your history determine who you are for 35 years. I totaled those 3 cars. I hung out with the bikers. But I tell you what, that whole thing with the jet ski was the same issue. It's the same behavior. I was overcompensating in this area because I'm going to prove I can do it better than you. I'm bigger than you. It changed my life. It changed the course of my life to continually engage in what those things that kept seeping under the door. Because no matter what it is, if you put a whole swimming pool of water over that on that door, it's going to continue to seep out in here until it's gone. So the only way to truly deal with it is open the door and let the light in. Sometimes we have great fear about coming to God with our stuff. You don't have anything to be intimidated by. Not only does he love you, but so does all the rest of heaven. The whole host of heaven is waiting for you to come and be revealed to them. I had an experience where I went to heaven, and as I got up there, there was this huge crowd of people, and there was this light bit in the distance that just seemed to kind of be a magnet to me. And as I'm going towards that light, I began to realize that everyone in this place knows all my stuff. They knew every intimate, dirty, dark detail of my stuff. And my first thing was to just kind of shrink down and try to hide myself. And I realized that wasn't working. So I might as well face the music. And I got up, I began to search further, and I began to look at their expressions and search out their soul. I began to understand that they knew all my stuff and they loved me. They accepted me. Even though I couldn't see all their stuff, they all knew all their stuff and they accepted one another. And in this place, there was this total freedom. It didn't matter what your issues was, because not only did they know what my stuff was, they knew why. They knew where I came from. They knew all the incidents, everything that had happened to me that made those things and caused those things to come forth. And there was an acceptance. And I'm telling you today, if we will begin to take a hold of this opportunity and allow God to minister to us and allow Him to take us into this place of looking at the most intimate details in our life, there's going to be an acceptance that comes forth within this body like you've never ever experienced anywhere. Because we all have our own stuff, but we can all be acceptance of one another. We all are going to be engaging in this process and take advantage of it, because there is an open heaven for this. If I can get delivered of something for 35 years, I think you can get yours done too. There's a deliverance that God wants to do in this body as a body. And it's going to happen as we engage. And the more you're able to bring those things out and into the open and bring it with Christ, the more He's going to reveal to you the actual thoughts and intents of your own heart. When I came and I got to the throne of grace, Jesus was there. And in an instant, there was like a, I don't know how to explain it, but there was like a flashing. I saw everything in my life that went before Him like a big recording. And He asked me, what do I have to say? And in that moment, you don't have anything to say. Because everything that I thought, I could offer an excuse for this and I can offer an excuse for that. And I began to see that everything that I had to say was just that, an excuse. He began to reveal to me the very thoughts and intents of why I had done the things I had done. Some of it was quite beautiful. Some of the things I've done, every one of you would applaud me for. But I had done it out of jealousy, competition, strife. And He showed me all those things. And He showed me how He thought about that. He also showed me the things that I had done that I'd totally messed up. That I totally misinterpreted His will, or I'd done something that was just bizarre, but I did it with the right heart and the right intention. And He showed me how pleased He was. How pleased He was that I had the right thought and intention. Even though my actions might have been wrong, and that my heart was in the right place, and that I was striving to do that which He had asked me to do. Then He showed me the things that I had done with the right heart and the right intention, but I had resented it because of the personal cost to me. That personal cost. You know, when you spend hours and hours counseling with people and you go home and you look, this was my big deal. I would look at the siding of my house and it was falling off in places. And I would look at that and go, where's mine? God, I just spent all this. I could have fixed this, all this stuff by myself if I did this. Where's mine? And maybe you don't understand that, but there was a resentment built up in me. I'm just revealing it because it's there. There was a resentment that had built up in me because all of this stuff was there. And what about mine? And he began to show me the life that I imparted to those individuals and how those individuals had gone forth from there and imparted life into others. And those individuals had gone forth and imparted into others. And pretty soon I saw a globe that was a light and a flame with the things that I had imparted. And I never, ever have resented it since that moment. As he revealed his divine purpose in what he was calling me to do. It no longer matters whether mine gets taken care of as long as I'm doing what he's asking me to do. He wants us to grow up. He wants us to begin to hold on to this thing that he calls love. To extend it to those that he's put in our path. To be healed enough to be able to reach out to a brother or a sister and give an assist. Without causing them more damage than they had to start with. It is a time of alignment. There is a mercy and a grace right now for you to step into this place. There's a mercy and a grace for you to step into the goodness of God on your behalf so that this nation can be healed. He is ready to resurrect your life. He is ready to resurrect Houston Revival Center. He is ready to resurrect who you are. And it's not... Oftentimes, who you are isn't who you thought. He's going to bring something more beautiful out of you than you've ever understood. Fuller than you've ever understood.